Born to Achieve.
Welcome to Born to Achieve podcast, the show that inspires and motivates you to unlock your full potential and achieve your goals. With your host, Warren Andrew Pinder. Let's get started on this week's episode of Born to Achieve.
I am born to achieve, and so are you. We are here today to record another provocative, informative episode of the Born to Achieve podcast. Sitting with me again is Delano, LD Archer, and today we are going to begin on a series of episodes pertaining to living life. Welcome, LD. Welcome back to the Born to Achieve show, bro. Poisons are saying, speaking positively about what we are trying to achieve through sharing our experiences, our wealth of knowledge and experiences, and what we feel young men and women, you know, and persons in general can get from us. What you saying, my brother?
Michael, Yago. Okay. So when we discuss life, we have to look at it in totality. All right? And you got to start with space. Now, you see Morgan Freeman there? A lot of people don't like him, you know. You know why? Because he says some things that people can't digest. All right? Space was always there, you know. But a lot of people are not scientific enough to understand that. Infinity ain't have no beginning and no end. But people can't digest that. Okay? God evolved out of space. All right? And we have to face the facts of life. Now, we can do some things here. Talk about life, right? We can talk about the universe, heaven, earth, women, children, family.
Ellie, you can talk about all these things now.
Not today.
No. Over several episodes.
Right.
But now, we going
now.
Go ahead.
Now, watch this. Watch this one. You see, people can't handle this information, you know. It's hard information, boy.
That's kind of way to hear this, bro.
It's hard to digest.
Yeah.
Lucifer, like I said before, is the devil. The first war started in heaven. Not only Lucifer, got Michael and some other angels, and they got together, and they tried to overthrow heaven. Now, that's the story. Now, it might be a fairy tale, but it sounds good.
Yeah.
And God got to get rid of them, you know. But where God sent them? The fallen angel.
Daniel. So they walk in among us.
They've been here for millions of years. Okay?
You think we could see them? We know any of them.
They live in you.
Yeah. Not me. They live in me?
No. What I'm saying is they live in people.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
That's why people can't get along with one another. They don't understand that.
That's the big war. That's the,
All right. The first war started up there.
Yeah.
Over what? Property.
Explain. Over property.
They tried to take over heaven. What that was? Property. Not land property.
Yeah. Space.
Space.
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Watch this. What is bringing up every family?
Property. Property. For the people who have property, you're right.
They be fighting over property. Dumbness. They being dumb.
You can't carry it.
You can't carry it out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Right. If your brother want this or not, just tell him carry it. If he want fight over it.
Let him try and pick it up. You're lying. You're lying.
You're not carrying me to no court over no property.
Yeah.
And use my brother or sister.
Yeah.
What sense that make? That's dumbness.
That's dumb. I agree that wholeheartedly.
I understand what they're telling you.
Yeah.
But people can't, what they always tell you. They can't handle the truth. They don't hear the truth, but they can't handle it.
Yeah.
When you tell them the truth, they break up and then they say, oh, he's talking nonsense and all kind of foolishness.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you, God is put information in my head. Not me. I ain't smart.
Yeah, no.
God is put it here.
He's using you. When people take it, you dumb.
Yeah.
When they take it, you smart.
Right. He used me.
The vessel.
As an agent.
Right.
As a vessel.
But what you just say make plenty sense, though. That make him play any sense to understand. You want you get to understand the root cause of all this, like you said, right. Starting over space.
Okay, watch this one. Say two things right now.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't use their brain, you know.
Right, yeah, tell them that, Bill. Again, you're poor, you can imagine. You understand? They say, all you got to do is use your brain. I just got a post on Facebook for that chicken.
Now, I talk in parables and jokes, right?
Yeah.
The average person got 10 floors, right? Elevator floors. And you know where they operate? On the third and second floor.
So what happened to the rest?
They never get up there, but they got them. I get 20 floors.
Yeah, you got
the penthouse.
Yeah.
And the jacuzzi.
You sit down watching.
I stay on the 20th floor.
Yeah.
And the lowest I score is to the 19th floor. Sometimes.
You really try to go down to the point.
I don't go down to the first floor.
You don't see that for a little while.
No, but most people operate in life on the second and third floor.
And that's where all the problem is.
And that's where the problem is.
That's where everything happened. Chief, everything that you watching
Lord
it on.
Lord have mercy on my soul. But people don't use their brain.
You got it. That's so true.
You understand me?
Yeah.
Now, I'm unemployable.
Yeah.
I don't follow rules and regulations. I can tell you now, but if you give me a job to do, it can be done the best ever.
Yeah.
Best ever.
I believe in that. Whatever's worth doing is worth doing, Bill. I always say that. I teach my children that.
Best ever.
Yeah.
That's how I work. Okay.
Right.
But people, like I say, they can't understand that because society has already molded them in a certain way.
That's a little deep, though. I lied, operate on the 19th floor. Why you
19?
Yeah.
So I go to the 20th all the time, but sometimes I drop to the 19th, but I don't never go down to the bottom.
No.
My brain will never be down on the second and third floor.
That's a good analogy. And, you know, for our young people listening, that's a very, very good analogy. Okay? You given small doses a sense still.
I tell you, I drop knowledge in what?
Doses.
Doses.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So people in life have to embrace it where they use their brain, they be sensible, right?
Yeah.
And move forward. That's all. Hey, this ain't no complicated game, you know?
No.
We make it complicated.
Yeah.
They don't fight with one another. Don't get along with your mommy. Don't get along with your sister. But that's dumbness, man.
Yeah.
Why you being dumb? Every negative, you know what?
It's a positive. You can turn it into a positive.
You know that humans get in your way?
No.
You the problem, you know? Not them.
Tell them that. You create a problem for yourself.
You creating a problem for yourself.
Exactly. Staying in that negative space. Everything what you could think about, you pull it in yourself.
Anyway, we ain't gonna do all this today.
No, but let's talk what you're saying, making self. Help me make it make sense.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining today's podcast. We'll be right back.
Achieve Man, written by Warren Andrew Pinder and Dominique Bradford. This book passionately focuses on the challenges women have been made to go through and how to overcome them. In some cultures, being a woman disadvantages the girl child. This book carefully exposes the hurdles you might face. This masterpiece is the ultimate self-help guide for women. It reveals your true purpose and identity. Get your copy today. Available from Amazon.
We now return to today's podcast.
We talk about the universe. We talk about heaven, right? All right. Let's hit Earth.
Mm-hmm.
I touched on this before. Like I say, a lot of people don't like Morgan Freeman, but watch his documentaries. He has some deep stuff in there, but a lot of people can't digest it. The first species in the world started in the sea. Underwater. They had no knowledge of them.
Yeah.
Then plants came. Then animals came.
Mm-hmm.
And we evolved a rat.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, you don't have to believe what I'm saying. What I'm saying to everybody, if you don't believe what I want to say, that's up to you. That's your choice.
Yeah.
Everybody got choices in life.
The views and opinion of everything being said here is that of Mr. LD Delano Ocho.
Right. You don't have to believe what I say in you. Know.
Yeah.
You have a choice to believe what you want to believe.
Yeah.
Remember what I told you?
Yeah.
You got to know who you are.
Always. And you believe in yourself.
And if you want to live in Bobby Wood,
yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Bobby Wood for Bobby Girls.
Yeah.
And a lot of men live in that. I think more men live in that than women.
Oh, man. God. The views and opinion of the show is on.
Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice. Now, listen to me. I live in the real world.
Yeah.
Okay? It's a different world. All right. So, humans came along. We the last species on the planet.
Yeah, that's true.
We still trying to figure one another out. We still trying to get along with one another.
And, you know.
That's why our relationship can't last. You will learn
that again. Why relationship can't last?
Because we still trying to figure one another out.
Yeah.
Watch animals. And you'll see some. You learn a lot from animals. I guess 7 cats, a dog, a rabbit. My wife is an animal lover.
Right?
If you watch how they behave, you'll learn a lot about life.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me? But we still trying to figure out how we can get along. That's why we fall out with one another.
But animals don't get along with one another. Some of them.
No! Hold on. Mm-hmm. Watch it. They protect their own. There's only fall out when you try to
get. Then you feed them. When it's time to eat, when you feed them, then they start.
But they have what you call
the territorial.
They have survival skills.
Right.
Right?
Right.
God gave them that for a reason.
Yeah.
And he gave us them for a reason.
But he gave us
a brain that could think beyond them.
Well, and we only going to the second, third, fourth floor.
And we only going to be on the second day. I live on the 20th floor.
I like that. But you don't think that we as human beings exercise, right, our survival skills?
Well, your survival skills are for your survival.
Yeah.
You gotta understand.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, you gotta survive.
Yeah.
After that, you can go pray and worship God. But your first priority God gave you is to survive.
Yeah.
You see, people don't understand, they can't accept that.
I say that to you, because of survival skills, we have a lot of ills. We have a lot of persons using. Like, boy, when they really, really down, like, boy, I got to survive. I got to do these things. Exactly. I have to.
Yeah, but see now. Watch this now. Before, see what's happening now. These fellas getting a robin to survive, you know.
That's what I'm saying. But how we could show them they're wrong.
It's a different word.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can tell you something right now.
Mm-hmm.
What people don't understand. You ain't supposed to go hungry in this country, no. In your yard, right now, you should be growing at least some type of fruit and vegetable. You don't
need. I ain't got no yard.
Boy, you don't need macaroni, peas and rice, and meat every day. You could eat fruits.
Yeah, that's true.
And go to bed.
Full.
And full.
Yeah.
But we ain't doing that.
Yeah.
People begging now. They want food every time you. Anyhow.
But some people legitimately can't do it.
You get a bucket.
Yeah.
Put some soil in that. And yeah. Grow anywhere.
Anywhere. So even on your porch where you live. See that now you making sense. That me make sense. Yeah. Now what you said making sense.
They don't grow. You know what it is growing now. They grow in skyscrapers. You know. They grow dope in them. And everything, vegetables, dope, everything.
Yeah.
In a building with light.
Yeah, but some people ain't got no light.
All right. They move the agriculture out of the land and they put it in a building.
By the science. The best dilly I ever taste. was when Daily Tree was planted behind the outdoor toilet with my grandmother. Yeah. I didn't realize, but that was a natural that they grow to the sky. And they had the sweetest daily in the world,
but now, see, now you're talking. Now, watch what humans do to life, behemoths.
Yeah.
When he's growing up, you got all kind of fruits and vegetables and all kind of trees.
Yeah.
We got cut down, I see about 70-80% of them. You can't find them no more.
No, but you know, you know what it was for? Yeah. And people still ain't eating it, them almond, but almond tree couldn't go. You, everywhere you go, you got them almond there. But almond, people be up more almond, them almond trees just drop and grow.
Listen, very few people.
Why did you get the almond nut or you eat it, Grant?
Yeah. Very few people now have them kind of trees.
Yeah.
You can't find them no more.
Yeah, an almond tree all over, all the area you go to, you see an almond tree growing. You see, they be plentiful every day.
But people ain't eating the almond.
But what used to be around the almond tree? You see them little sticky thing, them little ones there? You get them to bark it up?
Yeah.
You remember that? When you take them, that was food. When we used to make slingshot and kill them. That was, and you go pick them and you boil them and you roast them. But that's survival skill what we're talking about.
Now you're talking to
me. Yeah.
You see me?
Yeah.
Survival skills. God give you them for a reason.
All right. Let's see me tying that right back in. Yeah.
God give you your survival skills for you to live. Then you worship him.
Yeah.
People
worship him first, though.
Well, you can worship. No, when you're hungry, you ain't gonna worship nobody.
But you ask him. You ask him the guy.
I say when you're hungry, you gonna break down.
But you gonna break down. But you hungry, but you gonna ask him. I'll help you.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
When you're hungry, you need to eat.
Agreed. But you may be weak, but you can have.
Now,
suppose you don't get food on time. But
now,
only way you can survive if you ask God to survive.
Okay. Watch this.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah, you should worship him when you're hungry, you know.
Yeah.
But guess what? You ain't gonna do it. I can say that now. When you're hungry, the only thing you wanna do is what? Eat.
But then they go into fasting. I mean, we ain't get related, but they go into fasting. People, persons get closer. They find their solitude in fasting.
But fasting is a choice. You see, hunger is a different thing.
Yeah.
When you're hungry, that means you ain't got enough to eat. When you fasting, you have food now.
That's a different. That's a totally. Yeah, you have food. That's by design. But we talking about that one. Yeah, you got you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's your choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we have to start to be more sensible in life, and that's where the problem is. We have broken down because we don't like to use our brain.
Yeah, the power of the brain, but.
Your brain is unlimited, you know.
I'm telling you, the power of the brain.
That's the gift God gave you.
LD
and people don't want to use it, but they won't get caught up in this and that, mad with their mommy, mad with their children, mad with their husband, mad with their wife. That's dumbness.
Now for a commercial break.
Achieve Men, written by Warren Andrew Pinder. In this book, you will learn the 7 steps to achieving your dreams and goals. Given the vision to share how the acronym of the word ACHIEVE can be used systematically in your day-to-day life. Each of us is given a unique gift from God. Get your copy today. Available in print, ebook, and audiobook from Amazon.
We now return to today's podcast.
Ellie, When it's so much more to life.
It's so much more.
Yeah, and we getting all
caught up in dumb things.
When people out there can't eat, but
exactly.
For real, you know, you got persons around the world right now who can't, you know.
And I tell you, the only reason why you in this world is to help people.
I tell you, Ellie, you know, I realized that when we of age now where we could share this, right?
Yeah.
And I realized my purpose is to help people to identify and communicate their purpose. That all of us build a godly character, right? And that's why I spew when I started the podcast and I trying to spread it. And then to have you along with, you've always been spiritual.
Right.
Mischievous but spiritual, right?
Mischievous.
Yeah. But you know, I mean your father was a priest and I think
don't tell people that.
No, but the bishop was your godfather. Are you ever telling them that because you talk in sense from men's come, right?
Yeah.
And I just saying that, Ellie, but if we don't put together and we don't share these things the way in which we lived it, why isn't it really serious? You know, when you tie true survival skills from hunger to someone who getting out there to steal because they won't look good or they just want to go buy something and from McDonald's or
go eat over by
the Cove.
Yeah.
Right? When you got persons who really, you know, look at our brothers and we can talk with our brothers in Haiti right now who going through the top of the world government with that 1 year topic so we can talk about.
We're gonna be dangerous.
I tell you, but it's something we got to share because they are brothers and sisters among us too. You know, we go and tell you about the aliens in your country.
Yes.
Right? We got to talk about that. They got to get that right. But bro, what you hitting on right now in the universe, Ellie, man, go, man, you go. This you go. Tell me what you said.
No, we can wrap this up in a minute.
Yeah. Right?
But what I'm getting to you is people have to understand what life is.
Yeah. Okay?
Now, like I say, they can live in their little, you know, gated community, their little Bollywood and all the rest of that. Let me tell you something, boy. That ain't the real world.
Yeah.
Okay? And a lot of people just ignore the real world.
Yeah.
Because they don't want it. They look at the truth, hear the truth, but they don't want to see it. They don't want to absorb it. Okay?
Yeah.
And so they go in their own little closet and get away from people.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get away from people. This is the world.
But usually you live on a dyke deep floor.
See, when you're up there,
yeah,
on the 20th floor like me,
yeah,
you have to look down and deal with the people down here, you know.
Yeah.
You understand me?
Yeah.
But my brain don't be down there. Their brain is beat on you.
Yeah.
My brain is beat up there. And you have to elevate your thinking.
That's the point. That's the point.
That's
the point.
There's more information out there now. The internet got more information out there now than anything in the world.
Than you can imagine.
Right.
That you
but can, like I tell you, I don't read these things. Most of these things, like I tell you, the information has come from where? God.
Ellie, I want to play something to see if our listeners could hear, right? To show you connection. To show you just come here and start speaking about the universe.
Yo.
Right? And you come and start talking about the power of the brain. You start talking about the brain that most people only deal with the brain at level 1, level 2, level 3, level 4. But you speaking of elevating that brain to 19, 20, infinity.
Right.
As far as that brain could stretch, right? The millions and millions of, which I explained the brain, the mechanism of the brain, how you only
your
use it.
Your brain don't have no end, you know.
No, that's what I'm saying. Infinity. You could do whatever you want to do, right? And Ellie, to show you the connection of you, it's we ain't talking about it. If you only say we talking about, right? Pertaining to life. That's what we say we talk about in this podcast. Listen to this 1 second, right? See if you can hear this.
You are wealthy as your desire not to be poor. We all have a brain. It's your ability to use it that could make a difference.
Now, tell me.
I never heard that.
Tell me, right? You will never hear that. I record that and say, put that on Facebook on Saturday.
Yeah,
and you come right here to show you. So you only say, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You as wealthy as your desire not to be poor. We all have a brain. It's in our ability of
you
using
are
it
in life because you have life.
Yeah.
Not because you have money.
Yeah.
Now money, you need money, right?
Right.
But I'll tell you this. Watch this one.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the wealthiest men in this world They're the most miserable ones, and their family against them, and they got big businesses, and they can't leave it to nobody.
The last part I agree with. I agree with
hold
that.
Hold on.
I say all of them. Yeah.
I say most. I didn't say
yeah,
all.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I know a few who I am related
to. But most of them, the children, they can't leave it to their children and they can't leave it to their wife.
That's like space. They fight over.
But
like
you said, that's how we start. Millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Now you go check the record and you tell me.
I with you on that. I with you on that. But that'll leave my look here. Another great episode. We look forward to this series of this episode where we can begin to speak.
Take me off this internet, boys.
No, bro, you their voice is learning, man. We learning, but you know, remember, you know, smile because you are born to be great. No doubt. LD, thank you again for you know your contribution to yet another lively, provocative, and I would say epic podcast. All right. Look to see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Born to Achieve. Born to Achieve. We hope you found it informative, inspiring, and motivating. Born to Achieve. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and family. Stay focused on your goals, and we'll see you on the next episode of Born to Achieve.
Born to Achieve. Born to Achieve. Thank you.